Over the weekend, Idaho filmmaking teams were given 48 hours to put together a short film for the 14th annual I-48 Film Competition and Festival. Taylor Munson has more.
The statewide film competition and festival is an annual event that brings together teams of filmmakers of all levels. Founder of I-48, Andrew Ellis, channeled his passion for film into creating this timed event in 2004.
There's something magical and doable about devoting a weekend to making a movie. A lot of people participate because they know they can get in, they can get out, and at the end of the weekend, they'll have a movie to show for it.
All teams are given a genre, character, prop, and dialogue that must be included in the film. Everything else, including the equipment, script, actors, sets, and editing, is up to the teams themselves. Max Cannon has participated in I-48 for many years and appreciates how the contest brings local filmmakers together.
Everyone knows how important I-48 is. It's kind of nice to have one thing that everybody's on the same page for and everyone's just ready to hit up. Even if everyone isn't competing in it at this moment, everyone has at some point.
Cannon and his team spent the allotted 48 hours putting together a silent film, which they expect the audience will find to be weird and slightly uncomfortable. Another returning participant of I-48 is Travis Esfold.
I'm always saying, wow, I'm so exhausted and I'm, you know, there's a level of frustration, but it just feels like pure creation. It's a joint venture and everybody's fully invested in it. It just seems to hit a sweet spot for my creative nature.
Estfold's short film, along with the rest of the quickly made movies, will be screened at the Flix Theater in Boise on Saturday, June 10th. And the winning films will be shown at a best of screening and awards ceremony at the Egyptian Theater on Sunday, June 11th. For KBSX News, I'm Taylor Munson.